Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
How you doing?
Good morning. All right. 8:13. Going to see a high of 42 today. Some temptate.
You ain't going to see nothing because you're going to be sleeping.
I'm literally, as soon as like 9:40 hits and I do that last break, I'm out the door.
Where'd Brock go?
Going to bed, man. I'm going to sleep for about 4 to 6 hours.
Well, you lucky dog. I got to stay in.
And no.
Hold it down.
That's why I'm top dog. Don't you forget it.
You bastard.
High of 42 today. Tonight, not too bad. Low of 32. Thursday, going to see a high of 47. Friday, chance for some rain. High of 50.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
You know, it's supposed to rain on Friday, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, we should go golf on Saturday, but it can happen.
No. Well, because we'd have to walk.
It's going to be too civil, right?
I ain't walking.
Yeah, that fancy walk. Come on.
I can't walk and drink a beer at the same time. What do you think I am? And pull a golf bag? Come on. All right. It's all right. We'll do it soon enough. We'll play some Golden Tee. That counts.
Brock, what the fuck? What's the problem, Brock? Come on. Brock, what the fuck? This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Florida?
No. Holland, Michigan.
Ah, so closer to home here.
Right,
huh?
Up the road there. So back in October of 2012, a guy in Holland, Michigan found a dead squirrel, took it to his girlfriend's apartment to cook it up and eat it.
What?
A free squirrel makes some damn good eating, I guess. What are we serving? Squirrel or squirrel? But before he could dig in, he had to remove its fur, obviously.
Yeah.
Can't just eat the fur like some animal.
Mm-hmm. You gotta make a little rug out of it.
make a little cap,
right.
Maybe one slipper. His method for taking the fur off was a propane blowtorch.
Oh,
but the squirrel caught on fire, obviously. Then the apartment caught on fire, and then the entire complex caught on fire.
Oh God, man!
So here's a guy, with a blowtorch. Lighting a dead squirrel on fire.
Flaming squirrel.
Squirrel catches on fire. Apartment catches on fire. Complex. Bing, bang, boom.
Squirrel got its revenge, man.
He did. It's like, you ain't going to eat me, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to burn this damn place down.
There's been a huge legal battle between the apartment complex and the woman's insurance company in the 4 years since the fire, with numbers as big as $2 million being thrown around to cover damages. But their long roadkill cooking nightmare is finally over. The building and the insurance company just settled for $300,000. There's no word on whether the woman and her boyfriend are still together or if he's still eating roadkill at this point.
Seriously. I had no idea that squirrels were so flammable.
Honey, we're going to eat good tonight. Hooey!
Oh, man.
I didn't know there was hillbillies in Michigan, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly.